Hi, this is a dictation for Monica Pace, M-O-N-I-C-A-P-A-C-E. Date of birth is 2/11/1973, date of accident 3/6/2020. Date of service is 3/25/2020. New patient visit. Chief complaint is severe pain in the lower back, traveling to the left leg all the way posteriorly, along with pain and numbness. In addition, patient reports a swelling of the left leg and foot, cough. The foot is completely numb and tingling 24/7. The patient alleges that these symptoms are emanating because of an automobile accident that occurred. That occurred on 3/6/2020. At around 7 a.m., patient was a restaurant driver and was driving 2005 Equinox. There were two passengers, one in the front seat and one was in the rear seat. She was traveling westbound on Harper, and at the intersection, other car was traveling eastbound . Suddenly this car crossed in front of her to get to the other street, and they hit her car head-on collision. Her car was around 5 miles, the other car was also 5 miles. She was not wearing seat belts, airbags did deploy, and no loss of consciousness happened. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The history of presenting illness: patient reports of severe headaches that are located in the right temple and left temple. Mild headaches located in the right and left temple off and on, not sensitive to the light or noise, and associated with occasional nausea, but not with vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient reports severe dizziness, loss of balance, and fearful of the event, but denies any loss of consciousness or ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, vertigo, no history of any seizures or loss of memory or forgetfulness or disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, or loss of concentration. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, and blurred vision, spots in the vision, or any incontinence of the urine bowel at this time. In addition, patient has slight difficulty in walking due to the pain in the left leg, and weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, and tingling of the leg is reported. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she is suffering from pain mainly in the lower back, which is across the lower back, and radiates to the left leg all the way down to the foot and the toe, which is completely numb. Pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching, and heavy. They range from 7 to 10, and ADLs are affected 10 in a scale of 1 to 10 in many areas. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. Associated with numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the left leg only, and with muscle weakness. However, no bladder bowel incontinence is reported, and no sudden anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, and panic. The ADLs are affected as follows: running, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen is affected 10. Home chores, doing laundry, and reaching into cabinets is affected 9. Bathing, dressing, walking, and standing are affected 8. Writing, opening container are affected 7. Ability to lift dinner plates 6. Past investigation, patient reports that she has had many MRIs in October 2020, as well as CMGs. These are not available at this time. History of the past treatment. The patient has had hip injection on February of 2022. She has had a continuous physical therapy for a while. Medications and epidural injections are not provided. The system review, positive in respiratory disease for shortness of breath. Heart disease, positive for high blood pressure. GI, positive for weight loss, constipation, blood in the urine. Neurological, positive for loss of sensation, back and neck pain, injury and headache, weakness, paralysis of the arm and leg. Kidney, positive for urinary frequency, blood in the urine. Psychiatric, positive for depression. Surgery, hysterectomy on November 2014 at St. John Murat Hospital. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is deceased due to COVID-19 in March 2020. Father is alive. Siblings are alive. Relationship status. Patient is single, lives alone. Employment status. Patient is employed part-time. And disability history. Patient is not disabled. Legal history. Patient does not have any attorney. History of presenting. Personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke, and does not abuse recreational drugs. General activity, mood, work, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, and relationship with other people is completely affected. The physical examination will be dictated at a later date. Thank you. The patient needs to bring her information. Thank you.